Good morning. It is time to get up with a Super Sunday in the NFL. If you missed the very end, you missed the best part. We'll start with an incredible finish in Baltimore. Then, how about them Cowboys? An unexpected formula travels west for a thriller that comes down to one last kick. And what message do we take from what happened in Pittsburgh? Steelers, Raiders, everyone gets a turn as we get up with you on a Monday starting right now. We welcome you to this Monday edition of Get Up presented by T-Mobile, and we are ready to go. What a day it was. Danny is here. RC is here. Rex is going to make somebody mad. Of that, I can't assure you. Let's get this thing rolling. If you didn't stay up late last night, you missed the best part. Sunday Night Football, and the stars were on display. Patrick Mahomes, Lamar Jackson, the former MVPs, ready to go. Pick it up third quarter, Danny. Chiefs with the ball leading 21-17, and Mahomes working it to Byron Pringle.
Yeah, the Ravens defense decided to pressure early in the second half. Didn't work out. Pringle's uncovered. Awesome job him going down the left sideline for a touchdown.
KC up 11, but Lamar's got an answer. Look at the hop.
He pulls his own Patrick Mahomes. This is so difficult. It's third and four. You feel the pressure. You're going to watch how the athleticism is on display. He's going to jump in the air, keep his eyes downfield, and then have enough to get that throw out to Hollywood Brown. Spectacular play by the ex-MVP.
28-24 Kansas City, ensuing possession. Mahomes and Kelce, neither one of them should be able to do this.
Don't do it. These two constantly do things that you get taught as a young player. You can't do those things. Awesome job by Patrick scrambling. And then Kelce, the convoy. And then the patience, the sit through blocks. Big touchdown for the Chiefs.
Chiefs up 11 again. Second, 2 minutes left now in the quarter. Same score. Chiefs on a third and 12. Mahomes makes the one big mistake.
This is a great job by the rush. And then keeping an eye on Mahomes. He often gets this play off. He sometimes does things where we go, wait, how did he just get that done? He's trying to find Kelce. Tavon Young playing with discipline, vision on the quarterback. Huge turnover for this defense.
Mahomes' first ever interception in September. Ensuing Ravens possession. Start of the fourth quarter, first and goal. It's Lamar to the edge.
Here, give him the dead leg right there, number eight. This is good defense by the Chiefs. They're playing it out, and just watch that little hesitation right there. Allows Lamar to get in that end zone.
And so they cut it to five, went for the two, didn't get it. So it's 35-30, but they got another crack. And RC, here comes Lamar again, and no one's near him.
Listen, if you're the Kansas City Chiefs, you have to know who the best player on the field is, and it's Lamar Jackson. If somebody's going to beat me, it's not going to be Lamar somersaulting into the end zone.
How about the flip? They go for two and don't get it again. So the Ravens up 36-35, ensuing Chiefs drive. Two and a half to go. It's Mahomes. It's Kelce again. They're in business.
Yeah, Greedy, in my mind, I'm like, here it comes. This is going to be completion to Kelce, completion to Kelce. Wind the clock down and kick the field goal.
But the one thing you can't do is turn it over. The one thing you can't do is turn it over.
Yeah, great punch out by Owe right there. You see the ball pop out. Watch the right hand. He's going to punch it through as he's coming over the top. Poppy's right there.
That's a play.
The ball.
So the Ravens need to run out the clock to win the game. And there's one huge decision left. Fourth and one at their own 44. Look at John Harbaugh. Lamar, you want to go for it? Rex, what do you think Lamar said?
Heck yes, I want to go for it.
And that's exactly what they did. Say goodnight, Lamar. Lamar Jackson ran for 107 yards. Mahomes threw it for 343. A thriller. And the Ravens finally get the win against their nemesis, John Harbaugh. Was there any doubt on that fourth down call?
No, there wasn't. But I wanted to be sure myself, you know. I knew he was going to say yes, so. But we were going for it at that point.
Would there have been a doubt if it was any other player at quarterback, if you didn't have Lamar?
Well, Mahomes, I bet they're going for it, too, with Patrick Mahomes. How about that?
Yeah, it felt good. You know, it felt good to get that monk off our back. It just felt good, you know. Got to move on to Detroit now. You know, we ain't win the Super Bowl yet. It's just one game. We just got to keep staying focused.
Now, Lamar Jackson got off to a rough start last night, 3 for his first 7 with 2 picks, but then he was spectacular. Just 4 incompletions the rest of the night. And for all the talk about his legs, he was airing it out to the tune of 11 yards per attempt. So much to unpack for the game that took us deep into the night. First off, Rex, as the coach of our team, let's talk about the decision to go for it on that 4th and 1 at the end of the game.
It was the only decision to make. There's no question about it. And I'll be honest with you. Harbs wasn't the only one. I know we asked the quarterback, you know, Lamar, if we should go for it or not. I'll promise you, every defensive coach, Wink Martindale, said, hey, look, Harbs, hell no, don't give the ball back to Patrick Mahomes. Yeah. We got to go for it. I'd rather die with my guy than put the other cat on the other side. And knowing dang well we ain't going to stop him. All they need is a field goal. It's the only decision to make. But I love the way he did it, man. Harbs gives you ownership. This is about us.
Yeah.
building that thing. And that's why this team won that game. Man, they had the heart of a champion, and I love to see it.
Real quick, you know what stood out to me in hearing his comments? When he says, I bet you they would have gone for it with Patrick Mahomes.
Mm-hmm. Dang right.
He sees Lamar Jackson the way we see Patrick Mahomes. Yeah. That's the way Harbaugh sees his quarterback.
But I think he's supposed to, though, because he's the MVP.
Sure.
You know, and you look at this game, and what I'm not going to do is come on here and talk about the Baltimore Ravens as a team and how great they are as an organization, because all week we spoke about Lamar Jackson having to get over the hump of beating the Kansas City Chiefs. And this is just another imaginary check mark that we have put on Lamar Jackson that no other young quarterback has to overcome.
Yeah.
The adversity that we place in front of him, that's for us. That's not for him. He goes out and he beats Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs in his way. He didn't do something outside of what Lamar Jackson does. He didn't try to be Patrick Mahomes. He didn't try to be Aaron Rodgers. He used his legs, his athleticism, and his energy. He is the reason why the Baltimore Ravens won this game, period.
Yeah. The Ravens had no business winning this game.
Yeah.
The only reason they do is because Lamar Jackson was the best player on the field.
Yeah.
The thing that stood out to me the most was the mental resolve. We've watched Lamar have spectacular performances before where he runs around and makes incredible throws and MVP performances. This game got off to a rough start. You saw the graphic with the stats, the interceptions, the pick six, and then all of a sudden, he becomes Superman. But to have the mental resolve to not allow that to impact him and just kind of hang in the game. I said going into this, he got to get to the game to the fourth quarter, and then you can go be special. I was texting us. I was on the phone with the producers going, this game's going to be a blowout. I thought it would be a blowout because the Ravens were so beat up. Yeah. And the fact that he can kind of just hang in there mentally.
But even talking about it last week, this was the one they weren't supposed to win.
Right.
Coming off the MVP season, during the MVP season, we expected the Baltimore Ravens to be able to beat the Kansas City Chiefs because the roster was better. Clearly, with the way that this team has been depleted by injuries, this roster is not better than the Kansas City Chiefs roster, but their quarterback was the best player on the field.
When he talked about getting the monkey off his back, that was 0-3 in his career against Mahomes. And we said last week, this would be the most improbable of the wins he could have had based upon all they were missing. But Rex, they're down early, and they stay true to their identity.
Absolutely, and that's the only way to do it. Man, if you're good, you don't need to do it any other way. And I think what's crazy, and because you're so right with that perspective of Lamar Jackson, because look, we've never seen it before.
Yeah.
That's why we don't accept it. Well, it's time to start accepting.
Exactly.
This may be as unique a player as Patrick Mahomes is.
Yeah.
I think Lamar Jackson's more unique. And the way they use them, it's like, no, this is who we are.
Yep. Yeah.
By gosh, we're going to run the hell out of the football. We're going to bludgeon you. And that's what we did. And Ryan, by the way, thank you for supporting
welcome,
the Ravens with the black and purple, man. We appreciate you, Steeler, finding us.
We come on here all the time and complain about Greg Roman and his play calling and that they get away from it too much. So it is important for us to credit them for staying kind of true to the game plan. But I loved when Harbaugh asks them, do you want to go for it? The 4th-and-1. I say this to my kids all the time. Don't ask me questions that you know the answer to. Harbaugh knows what Lamar is going to say.
Sure.
But in that moment, he's like empowering him, you know?
Mm-hmm.
He's going, this is your organization. This is your moment against Patrick Mahomes. I don't think it's, you know, any coincidence that he does it in that situation against Patrick Mahomes in the onions that it shows. Like, it's easy to sit here and say, well, you got to do it. You're going against Patrick Mahomes. If you don't get it, we're going to crush you on TV for not getting it somehow.
I don't think anybody crushes him on TV, because we all knew when OA created the fumble, we knew that if Patrick Mahomes got the ball back, they were getting a field goal. Because you know what they weren't going to do? Hand it off again.
Well, maybe they go for it and they put it in 8's hands.
Yeah.
You know, it wasn't.
Right. It was beautiful.
Trying to get
and I think the other part of it that's great is he obviously knew the answer, but they've done this before. You saw this in Seattle when Lamar Jackson was winning the MVP, and he was having an MVP caliber night, and you let him cap it off in that way with that type of ownership.
Bottom line of it is this. When we talk about imaginary checkpoints and all that kind of thing, I have said this many times. There were so many people that did not believe in Lamar Jackson coming in that they still will not allow themselves to believe what their eyes are seeing today, because it means they were wrong in the first place. What is the right thing to say about him today after he finally beats Mahomes?
That this is the Lamar we always knew he was, and he didn't have to prove it to anybody but himself. And the thing I loved the most was after the game, Lamar Jackson said, it's not like we won the Super Bowl. Because to everybody else, we've been building up the Lamar Jackson-Patrick Mahomes rivalry like it's the Super Bowl. And Lamar Jackson has one goal, and he said it coming into the week. I need to get what Patrick Mahomes has, and the only thing that is that he doesn't is a ring.
All right, that was the late night game last night. It capped off an unbelievable day of football. Coming up next, how about them Cowboys? An unexpected formula travels west for a thriller that comes down to one last kick. We've got all the talk. Plus, has the time come for the move the Midway has been waiting for? You'll hear from their coach, and then you'll hear from ours. We're getting up with you on ESPN.
Delicious, meat nutritious, in the snack that packs a real protein punch. Wonderful pistachios, one of the highest protein nuts out there. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. Wonderful pistachios also come in a variety of flavors and sizes, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. And you're on the go a lot, taking the kids to school, hopping from meeting to meeting, shopping for groceries. Well, the good news is, not only are Wonderful pistachios a complete protein, providing all 9 essential amino acids, they're also great for all your adventures. So whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Get Up is presented by T-Mobile, America's largest, fastest, and most reliable 5G network. And in part by Burger King. Keep it real meals only at Burger King. What a game in L.A. yesterday. Dak Prescott and the Cowboys taking on Justin Herbert and the Chargers. Superstar young quarterbacks picking up first quarter. Cowboys up 7-3. And, Dan, this is Tony Pollard.
Green, he just gives an explosive element to this offense. You can use him quick, flat, turns into an 11-yard gain. His burst is big for this football team.
But don't forget about Zeke.
Just the right side of that offensive line, completely denting the defensive line. Huge touchdown for Dallas.
14-3 Cowboys. End of the third now. We're tied at 14. Chargers in the red zone. Justin Herbert was great, but here's a big mistake.
Yeah, red zone defense was huge for the Cowboys. A little miscommunication on the inside receiver, Keenan Allen slips on the outside. Big turnover for this secondary.
So now, this is a huge situation. You're under 6 to go. Cowboys are up 17-14. Chargers look like they have a touchdown to Jared Cook, but wait, there's a flag.
Yeah, Greeny, I hate the officiating, but this is the right call. The receiver actually at the top to the right of the screen moves at the same time as Jared Cook. Mm-hmm. Two men in motion. It's the right penalty.
That was the right call. Was this the right call, Ryan Clark? Just as Herbert being chased by Micah Parsons, they're going to rule him down. RC, what about this?
This is a terrible call. Herbert is fighting. He's still moving back. He makes a football play. You have to allow them to get the ball at the line of scrimmage.
This is why I hate the officiating. He's a 6'5", 240-pound quarterback. Still trying to throw the ball away. That's an awful call.
That's ruled a sack on the field. Chargers wound up kicking a field goal, so we're tied at 17. That sets up Dak. That's Zeke. They got a first down. Second and five now. It's Dak. He's looking for Amari Cooper, who'd be banged up on the play, but they're moving the ball with a chance to win it.
Yeah, simple completions. It's a great throw by Dak to put it right on his chest, avoid contact. Big play.
Now, I want you to watch the clock on the bottom of your screen. The game clock here is Pollard gets a handoff. They're at the 38-yard line. There's still over 20 seconds left. Wait a minute. What are we doing here? They're not calling a timeout. They had one. They didn't call it until there were 4 seconds remaining. So that means Greg Zuerlein needs to make a 56-yard field goal, or that man, Mike McCarthy, is going to get skewered on national television this morning. And so with the eyes of the world watching him, that's Greg the Leg, and he's got it from 56 yards away. The Cowboys win. The celebration is on. The mandatory shot of Jerry Jones celebrating in the box. Let me see it. There he is. Boys.
Zero.
And they get the win.
Boys.
That's what you do it for the ball in your hands, for a chance to go win it. That's why I was talking to the offense, telling them that. We talked about it all week long, and now we've got the game in a position that we want it. So it's on us to go capitalize and go finish this game off, and we're able to get it in field goal range, and it was just a relief, right? I mean, the first win of many, and the first one's usually the hardest, and it was.
I mean, Dan, that's the game they always lose, right?
Yeah. They finally win it. And over the past 2 or 3 years, they've lost that game. Two reasons why: selflessness and composure. They ran the football. Granted, the offensive line was good. This was about the selflessness of these receivers blocking. Watch CeeDee Lamb, the bottom of the screen, bully the corner, push him back into the safety, yeah, who then has to run over the top. That's a touchdown. Let's watch Amari Cooper, the $100 million receiver. RC, you notice, this is Derwin James at the end of the line.
Yeah, dig him out.
He got to scrape down. Coop, get your head across his helmet. Yeah. That's a beautiful block. This block by Amari Cooper is big time. Watch, he's going to go bottom of screen. He's going to go really crack on that safety. Bang. Corner follows him. And then the back is allowed to get on the outside.
Now, Greg, I said this
offensive line was great. But the selflessness by the receivers blocking was big. And then composure in the two-minute drill. The third and six to Zeke. Great completion. That's a huge composure play by Dak Prescott. The slant to Amari Cooper, I mentioned it before. You got to put it on his chest right there. Easy throw, but hard in the moment to make. And then to kick that ball out to Wilson just to get 4 or 5 more yards. This is composure in the moment. The Cowboys had run 14 plays in the second half until that two-minute drill. Talk about striking in the right moment. The selflessness by the receivers, the composure by the quarterback, big time for that win.
Fair. But, Rex, those are the things that I think we thought we knew they had.
Mm-hmm. Right.
We didn't think they had any defense at all. Now they do?
No, absolutely. And you got to give credit to Dan Quinn.
Yep.
And when they made the hire of Dan Quinn, I'm like, how do you get a job when you're the worst defense in the league, pass defense in the league, at Atlanta?
Right.
But then he said, I got to go back and evaluate what we do defensively. You're dang right you do. But when he did, like, I give him credit. He actually did. And look, I wanted to dismiss what they did the first week. They got 4 takeaways against Tampa, and I'm like, they gifted you those, which they did. But they're still getting 2 turnovers in this game. Like, it's big. And finally, guess what? Dallas can actually play some defense.
Yep.
Look, they ain't the 85 Bears, but they're hanging in there. And, guys, did we see
11?
A beast? Mm. Are you kidding me? That Parsons kid?
Micah Parsons.
Like, he just found a new position, Ryan. why the hell would you move him to inside linebacker?
Listen, you know, innovation is about necessity, right? And they had to get creative with Micah Parsons because you lose DeMarcus Lawrence. But here's what's huge about the Dallas Cowboys defense yesterday. They weren't just bad last year. They were historically bad.
Right, right.
Yeah. Right? The amount of points that this team gave up, it wouldn't matter if you had Dak Prescott. It doesn't matter if you have poise or selflessness on offense, because you were going to give up 40 points.
Yeah.
And to be playing a team like the Los Angeles Chargers with Allen, with Williams, with Cook, with Justin Herbert, one of the brightest young stars in football, and hold them to 17 points, that is a huge feat for Dan Quinn. And Rex mentioned a little bit about going back and looking at what they had done. I talked to people in Dallas, and here's what happened once Dan Quinn was hired and he got his coaches. They all went in and they built the playbook together. So he grabbed these different coaches and he said, okay, what do you like in the past? How do you like to play cover 3? How do you like to blitz? How do you play fire zone? And they built the playbook. And so now it's about the Dallas Cowboys and the pieces they have on the field. We saw that yesterday.
And oh, by the way, Micah Parsons was the best defensive player in this draft for a reason. He was all over the field yesterday. Now, we saw it in the highlight. They somewhat inexplicably allowed the clock to tick down to 4 seconds to set up for a 56-yard game-winning field goal. It goes through, so they win the game anyway. But now let's get the explanation for the inexplicable. Here was Mike McCarthy on that situation.
The clock I was watching went off the board, and then Clark Kellen had, I think he said a camera, he got blocked by a camera guy. So the communication was great from up top, and obviously you want to call that timeout between 3 and 4 seconds. So.
I'm sorry, I have no idea.
You ain't got to lie.
Lie.
Rex, what was that like?
That's what it is. It's like, did you notice Ryan too? Because it goes, he tells a lie. Then you tell another lie.
The lie going,
then you tell another lie, and it just keeps going. Man, I've seen this a million times with kids. It's like, dude, you're busted. Like, this is a, like, you want to talk about composure. I love the fact you brought up composure.
About the quarterback. Dan,
about the quarterback. Everything. You know who didn't have composure? The head coach. And what the hell? What? Are you kidding me? You have the whole field. You could have worked the whole field.
That's my thing. You want us to believe that there's two coaches on your staff, you and Kellen Moore.
Oh, my God.
There's nobody else.
Here's the thing that absolutely kills me. Well, we got a field goal range. No, you didn't. It's a 56-yard field goal. That is not field goal range.
If you watch Greg Zuerlein kick last week, there's no way in hell you want him kicking a 56-yard field goal to win the game. The other part is this. When people lie, they get really specific.
Right.
Right.
And also, smile.
And the other part is,
teach
too,
us about lying.
Yeah, and I'm telling y'all. And the other part is, too, you only speak about the stuff you know. He knew I couldn't see, and I knew that Kellen Moore had a camera in front of him. Yeah. Now, the rest of the coaches that we have, they just stupid, but we're not going to mention them.
Hey, Kellen, you make sure you tell them you couldn't see it either. All right, we're good.
I'm sorry. But the bottom line is this, though. We looked at Mike McCarthy coming in from Green Bay, and we thought the game had passed him by, right? Analytically, he says he went back, and he looked at – but this is just game management. And we saw some of these game management issues last year. Yeah. And if this team wants to be what they want to be, Mike McCarthy has to be better than this.
All joking aside, you knew what the clock was before the ball got snapped. Did you think 20 seconds got wound off in the middle of a one-snap play? You know, so the Cowboys win this game in spite of it. You know, as we're joking around, well, this is something that they need to address and not lie to themselves.
They could have easily – that got gone in overtime.
Right.
And all of a sudden get beat. Now we're roasting this dude.
Yeah.
They're running him out of town.
Yeah.
But instead it worked out. Like, damn, I wish I had half that damn luck. You know what I mean? As a coach. Jeez.
But that, I like your point. You get, when you're lying, you get very specific. Well, my camera went off the board. And then Kellen, he got blocked by a cameraman. And then the lamp seemed to have fallen over and shattered. Look, the Cowboys get the win, and there's so much good that came out of this for Dallas. You don't want to rain on that parade. But the reality is, to Rex's point, if that kick goes wide left and they lose in overtime, this is a very ugly conversation. Yeah. As we continue in just a moment. Oh, did you see Derek Carr yesterday hitting on all cylinders against the Steelers? Is Vegas a serious threat in the AFC? We're answering all your questions. We're getting up with you on ESPN.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
Welcome back to Get Up, presented by T-Mobile. And it's time for your morning wake-up call. Good morning, Baltimore.
Give is to Lamar Jackson. He'll keep it on the read option, and he flips in for the go-ahead touchdown. It is fourth down and one. Jackson takes the snap, runs to the left. He's got a gap. He's got a first down. The Hayes in the mark, and it is party time in Baltimore.
Unbelievable game last night. We talked about that. Now let's talk about this. Bears-Bengals. Bears up 7-0. Who says, Dan, that Andy Dalton can't run with the ball?
Get loose, Red Rifle. First and 20 feels the pocket collapse. But this is the moment. You know it as a player, Greeny, when he just puts that left foot in the ground right there. You just feel it right away. That ball or that leg comes up and he goes, something's not right there. Hopefully he's okay.
He would injure the knee. He would not return. That means it's time for Justin Fields. Bears up 10-3. Bengals on a third down. Joe Burrow. What?
Watch out for that linebacker, Joey B. This is the worst pick that I've seen Joey B. throw. Just no vision on Roquan Smith, who just drifts right into the throwing lane. He's having an incredible season. I love not only the pick, but the pick six.
Bears up 17-3. Under 5 to go now. Bengals down 20-3, but Joe Burrow not giving up. This is his LSU teammate, Jamar Chase, for 42.
Listen, this is the second week they connected on a deep ball for a touchdown. It was a little late. We didn't even get a gritty because Jamar only had two catches. We'll see more of this as the season goes along.
20-10, and then Justin Fields throws the pick, Dan.
Yeah, fool me once. This is the first time he's ever going to see this in the NFL. The all-out pressure, guy in the line of scrimmage, linebacker-wise, drops out. This is going to fool even the best quarterbacks. Learning experience for Justin Fields.
The Bengals get a chance. Very next play, T. Higgins, touchdown to a three-point game.
Capitalize it. Put the ball right on the Higgins body.
But this is one of the things that Justin Fields and very few other quarterbacks can do on a 3rd and 9.
This guy's defensive end-wise is 255 pounds. This is a big play in this football game. Fields goes through his progression. The ball tuck, the swipe by the defensive end, the strength on the lower half to run through it. Big play.
Bears get the win. Coach, is Andy Dalton still the starter?
We'll see where everything goes and where it's at. But for sure, if Justin, he's done what we've asked him to do, and we feel good with him.
I don't think I'm pleased with how I played at all. You know, I think there's a lot more in me that I have to show. And, you know, I know that's going to come with time. I know it's not going to happen overnight. So I'm just going to keep grinding. And, you know, no matter what happens, I know I'm meant for this. And I'm meant to be here.
Rex, I was looking at your face when Matt Nagy answered that question. You look skeptical.
Come on, dude. Everybody in the world knows you got to go with Justin Fields. And I've been trying to think about, you know, I've never really been in that situation. Because I made the right call.
I
gave the rookie the start, okay, it several times. But it reminds me of when my dad was the head coach of the Eagles.
Yeah.
And they had the young kid who is athletic, talented, like this guy right here, Justin Fields, a guy named Randall Cunningham.
Sure.
Instead, they had a proven veteran in Ron Jaworski. All right? He had to make a decision. They made the decision you had to make.
Yeah.
Give Randall Cunningham the job. He goes on, wins it, two MVPs for the Eagles and one with the Vikings. That was the call. This is obvious to everybody except Matt Nagy.
Well, there isn't any question that eventually Justin Fields becomes the quarterback, and he would have no matter what. But maybe now you never want to see anyone get hurt, obviously, but maybe the circumstances make it easier.
Greeny, God protects babies and fools, right? And Matt Nagy Nagy has been a fool. And now you have an opportunity where, and you can see, to me, he's still playing it that way, right? He said, okay, we're going to see what's happening. Because now if Andy Dalton can't play this week, that means you didn't make a decision, right? You didn't bench Andy Dalton. You didn't insert Justin Fields. Andy Dalton couldn't go. So I had to put Justin out there. And now if he plays well, then he continues to play. What Justin Fields showed you yesterday is I can do things that you cannot coach. Yeah. I can overcome bad blocking. Yeah. I can overcome drop footballs because I am that talented. This dude is made to play quarterback in Chicago. He's tough. Right? He's a guy who understands that it's going to be about overcoming adversity, and he knows that he has to make plays in situational football moments. That's how you win.
Remember when Anthony Lynn last year came out and they had the Tyrod Taylor thing? And he came out, maybe he did it for legal reasons, but he was like, well, you know, Tyrod, you know, is he our starter or whatever? Right. And everybody's like, oh, no, he isn't. Yep. Are you kidding me? It's Justin Herbert. It's similar to that, too. So you got to go with him.
Let's talk about what we saw from Fields on the field yesterday, particularly the interception.
Well, the bad, right? The learning experience interception. I mentioned it. You get all-out pressure, and then all of a sudden they pop out for the pick. But I love the ball to Allen Robinson down the field. Allen Robinson is a receiver that usually makes bad quarterbacks look good.
Absolutely.
He's going to catch that. So you're a near miss away. The ball to Mooney, the beautiful out route. You can see some of that arm strength just misses, right? And so there's one in the red zone, too, where he just misses Mooney. Just an extension, 2 or 3 inches away. So there's, you know, in a matter of a foot, so to speak, of football plays that go from 6 of 13 for 60 yards to 9 of 13 for 150 and 2 touchdowns. So, you know, the good is the delivery of the football. The bad, you got to learn from it.
When you watch him, though, and we talked about this in the preseason, Dan, when we would text about it, that he is fearless.
Yeah.
When you watched him push the ball down the football.
After the interception.
Yes, when you watched him push the ball down the football, there was no hesitation.
Right.
And when a guy gets at the podium, right, and he says, you know what, I'm happy with how I play, but I'm
meant
for
to
this.
Be here.
I'm meant to be here.
That was a big moment for me because Matt Nagy goes, well, he's done what we've asked him to do. Sometimes situations dictate to you. They're now telling you. But I love that he said, even after that, I'm meant to be here. You know, like that, as a player, you notice. Like, there's got to be moments when you feel like you look at yourself in the mirror and you go, I belong or I don't. Mm-hmm. And I think he had that yesterday.
Again, we'll wait for the word on Andy Dalton's knee injury. Sometimes these things just take care of themselves. One way or another, maybe the Justin Fields era begins immediately. To our next game from yesterday, and this one was a surprise. The Steelers and the Raiders. Once upon a time, this was the best rivalry in the AFC. Late first quarter. Okay, RC. Najee Harris, take a look at this.
We have all been there, Jonathan. Sometimes you get the bear, and sometimes the bear gets you. This is why they brought Najee Harris to Pittsburgh. They wanted some physicality in the run game, and Jonathan Abram fancies himself a tough guy. Better bring it.
Hey, that's going to be on every clip right there. He ain't so tough.
Wait a minute. This one is, too. This was on a fourth down play on the same
He's
block.
He's tough.
They look at Ben get hit here, Dan.
That Raiders defensive line is getting after quarterbacks. Big Ben took some shots yesterday.
All right, third quarter, Raiders are up. This is Derek Carr. This is Foster Moreau.
Just a beautiful throw. I mean, the touch of the football, the revolution, just to drop it over the top to Moreau right there, big time by four.
16-7 Raiders. Fourth quarter now. Steelers threatening. Here comes Najee Harris again.
Really giving him a choice route on that linebacker. He set some breaks away. Good throw by Big Ben. And just the athleticism to leap for that pylon. Touchdown, Pittsburgh.
After the play, we have unpleasantness. Trey Turner ejected from the game. Now to the middle of the fourth. The Raiders are up by two. And this is a dime. Might have been the throw of the day. Derek Carr,
Watch it leave the screen. Watch it leave the screen. That's going to come back. It's going to come back. Eventually, it's going to come back. Just the wherewithal, RC, you notice, to put that ball up over the safety. Left side of the screen. Minka Fitz. Patrick Vision, Ruggs coming from the right. RC, what a throw.
The beautiful thing is this. He understands who his guy is. Yeah. He knows he can put this football in a place where only Henry Ruggs can get it. And you have a ball hawk like Minka Fitzpatrick that can't even track.
Look at John Gruden talking. I'll tell you what, man. I mean, that's Derek Carr. He threw for over 400 yards last week against
Caliendo.
The Tampa defense. He throws for 382 yesterday against the Steeler defense. Just how good, Rex, is Derek Carr?
Man, I mean, he's fantastic. He's been fantastic for the last 6-7 years.
Yeah. Right.
I mean, he could have won a league MVP with Jack Del Rio as his
true.
Coach.
Yeah.
And everybody forgets it. But I love the Derek Carr right now, though. He's basically saying right now, enough's enough.
Yep.
Hey, I should be in the conversation. I'm one of the best players in the game. Here's the thing that I do know. Over the last 2 years, and the only reason I know it's because of Himbo is unbelievable.
Yeah.
But the Raiders have scored offensively. All right, on 48% of their drives over the last two seasons.
Hmm.
And the question is,
they weren't losing because of offense.
No, that's right. Ryan. They've never, that's never been part of the conversation. Can they play defense? Can they stop a nosebleed? Right now, they can. Again, another one that makes a difference. They bring in a difference maker as a coach, Gus Bradley. All right, I don't think he's a world beater, but I think he's good. Okay, they bring him in. And now he's got this team playing. They're rushing the passer. They seem to know what the hell they're doing on the back end. And to me, that's a difference.
Well,
and if this team is way more complete than they've been ever since John Gruden got
there. Well, Derek Carr has become a great white shark. He smells blood in the water and he chomps. You know, and once T.J. Watt went out yesterday, because he wasn't aggressive with the football in the first half yesterday.
You wouldn't be aggressive either.
Sure.
Trying to
good
get
point.
Out of the hand.
Once T.J. No doubt. But T.J. Watt goes out, and it's like, well, now I'm going to push the ball downfield. He doesn't make that 3rd-and-10 throw and hold it for just a second to Henry Ruggs if T.J. Watt's in the game. Mm. And to your point, Rex, if you are taken aback by how well Derek Carr's playing.
You
haven't watched football in the last
Absolutely.
3 years. And I think that's the big takeaway is he now believes I could be aggressive with the football. And that's a big deal as a quarterback.
So the Raiders 2-0, having played two teams we think are pretty good teams. Yep. That said, let me come to my former Steeler over here. Ben Roethlisberger is taking some shots.
We knew coming into the season that this revamped offensive line would have to gel, right? So if you're Matt Canada, the offensive coordinator, what you have to do is find a way to protect your 39-year-old quarterback, and they aren't doing that. And listen, outside of the skill positions where you have Johnson, you have Claypool, you have Smith-Schuster, those are guys that can make plays, but they do need to be a little bit more catch and run. They do need to use Najee Harris in the pass game, as we saw them do in the second half, and you have to run the ball. You need the volume. You need the numbers. Ben Roethlisberger is in a position where he's going to stand in the pocket because he understands that he needs to win now. But that may be to his detriment because he won't make it 17 games.
Yeah, I got to apologize to Ben Roethlisberger. And the reason I say that, I criticized him so much because he gets rid of the ball so fast, he catches and he throws. Well, after seeing this offensive line, he damn sure better, yeah. Or you're right, Ryan, he ain't going to make it. So to me, that was it. I kept saying that their offense stinks. We got to change it. We got to do all this. Well, wait a second. Ben's got to protect himself, and that's why maybe he gets rid of the ball so dang fast.
Strange start to the season for the Steelers. They go to Buffalo. They beat them, a team we think is really good. They come home against the Raiders, who are playing on a short week and a long trip and an early start and everything else, and the Raiders get the win.
The first 2 weeks have showed us this. If they can't play at an elite level defensively,
no doubt,
they cannot win.
Right.
And if they can, they'll hang.
It was an extraordinary day. So many things happened yesterday. Let's run the hurry up through a few others of them. Dan, I'll start with you. What did you see from Kyler Murray yesterday?
He's the most watched television player in the NFL right now.
Yeah.
I mean, every game he does two or three plays, you go, don't do that. You can't do that. Don't run away. This play is unbelievable. The spin out, I don't know how he throws this ball, running full speed left, going and flip of the wrist to see Rondale Moore for the touchdown. He's playing in rhythm. Third down, drifting against zero pressure, giving Christian Kirk opportunities, playing in rhythm. That's a big deal. He didn't do that last year. But he's also making some of those splash plays that guys like Kyler are only capable of making. He's must-watch television.
Absolutely. RC, let's talk about a different quarterback. How about Jameis yesterday?
Listen, Jameis Winston was under siege the entire day, and I think the Carolina Panthers had a huge part to play in it. But this is what I've done for 2 weeks with Jameis Winston. Week one, I was like, Week two, I was like, but it was for different reasons. The first week, it was the big throws down the football fields. It was the smart decisions. Yesterday, we started to see him try to force the ball because his team was under siege and Alvin Kamara was nowhere to be found. We have to see next week where Jameis will be.
And Rex, let's go to Cleveland with you. The Browns beat the Texans. They did not put them away easily. What concern do you have?
The same concern I've always had with this football team. Their defense is not as good as it should be. And I don't know who that falls on. I probably got an idea. But when you got some of the best players in the league on your defense and they just always underachieve, that's the next piece for this football team. If they're going to be great, that defense needs to pick it up. And I don't know. They got to look at it whether you got to, you know, change your system. I don't know.
But the Browns are an interesting one because you emerge more impressed with them from their loss week one than from their win week two. We'll see where that winds up. Meanwhile, week two is not done yet. Monday Night Football tonight. The Lions against Aaron Rodgers and the Packers at Lambeau Field. Both teams looking for their first win. It's 8 Eastern on ESPN, ESPN Deportes, the ESPN app. Of course, ESPN2 has Monday Night Football with Peyton and Eli. All our coverage begins with Monday Night Countdown, 6 Eastern. Coming up, Tampa Tom looked terrific. So why does one of our crew have some serious concerns about the Bucs coming out of week two? You'll hear why next. Let's get up on ESPN.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
You are watching Get Up, presented by T-Mobile. Back to the highlights of an NFL day. Colts, Rams, fourth quarter, Rams down 4, Matthew Stafford. Dan looking for Cooper Kupp. What a big day.
Yeah, eyes to the left to get a schemed route with Cooper Kupp over the middle, move to safety, touchdown Rams.
Kupp 9 catches, 163 yards, Rams up 3. Meanwhile, here comes Carson Wentz and down he goes.
Big time play by 99. I wanted to see Carson Wentz tough this moment out, get back in the football game. That ankle looks ugly. Tape it up and see if you can go win your game or salvage this win for your football team.
He didn't. Instead, it was Jacob Eason who comes on, and Jacob Eason promptly throws the pick to Jalen Ramsey, and Ramsey waving goodbye to the Indy crowd as the Rams go to 2-0 with a 27-24 win. We'll get an update on Carson as we go. Meanwhile, Patriots, Jets, because I'm being forced to show this rookie matchup between Zach and
tough day.
Oh, my goodness. Second quarter, Zach Wilson had already thrown 2 interceptions. Dan, what is this?
Yeah, he's trying to find this ball to Elijah Moore. Just drifts and floats out on 3rd and 4. Just a bad decision by Zach Wilson in that man coverage.
Yeah, and then this?
Another bad decision by Zach Wilson, trying to do too much. You see the feet go up. It's second and 28. I'm trying to force this, Greeny. This is the thing. Just because you can doesn't mean you should.
Yes, don't make a tackle.
You can make some of those throws. In those moments, it doesn't mean you should.
He threw four interceptions. Meanwhile, Mac Jones had Damian Harris, who would take it 26 yards through tackles and carrying players. And Mac Jones is there to push him into the end zone. Patriots go ahead and win it easily, 25-6 for Mac Jones' first career win. Meanwhile, the former Patriot quarterback Tom Brady is off to something of a start, taking on the Falcons. And it's Brady, it's Rob Gronkowski. We've seen this before.
Yeah, I think these guys got a future, Greeny. I really do. If they can continue to work on their chemistry, they might be able to play and have some success for the long haul.
That's multiple receiving touchdowns for Gronk in back-to-back games. Chris Godwin.
You get the smash route down in the red zone, the corner, the beautiful extension by Godwin touchdown.
How about the defense, RC? Matt Ryan, this one's picked.
Hey, take it to the house. This is a great play, way to finish off the game. And the Bucs secondary needed this because Matt Ryan shredded them throughout the day.
Yeah, but then the second verse, same as the first, it's another pick.
Yeah, hey, it's the same old song. Rush the quarterback, get a tip, and that's two for you, pick six.
Yeah, on a day where Matt Ryan actually played pretty well, he winds up throwing the two late pick sixes, and so it won't look good. And the Buccaneers wind up pulling away to win it 48-25. And so Dan Orlovsky told us before this
season let's go. Oh, here we go.
Every time Brady throws a touchdown, Dan texts me the number. So he's at nine. Through two
games. He got 15 games left, Green.
He has thrown nine touchdowns. He is 44 years old, and he's thrown nine touchdowns in two games.
The simple way I could say it is Tom Brady can still, at his age, do anything he wants with the football. You know, Patrick Mahomes does it, too, where he drops down or whatnot, angles. Mm-hmm. We see it from Lamar, Russell. Tom Brady can do anything he wants with the football. If he needs to put velocity on it, that's great. If it needs to be touch over a defender, that's great. Fade routes where he just literally throws it in the only place Mike Evans can go turn around and go get it. He'll do whatever he wants with the ball still.
You know what, RC, you said an interesting thing this morning to me when you said maybe the greatest understanding he has was he understood he needed to make the change that he did.
Absolutely. You asked the question, how is he still doing? How does he have nine touchdowns? You throw the ball to Mike Evans. You throw the ball to Chris Godwin. You throw the ball to Antonio Brown. You throw the ball to Rob Gronkowski. Think about the last two names.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Antonio Brown has a case that for 6 years, he was the best wide receiver that ever played. The numbers say it. Rob Gronkowski may be the best tight end that's ever played the game. These two guys are the third and fourth option on paper on this team. The other thing is this. When you look at Tom Brady, I think about Denzel Washington when he was all upset on training day, and he said King Kong had nothing on him. Obviously, Father Time has nothing on Tom Brady. When you look at some of those throws yesterday, it wasn't an old man willing the ball out.
Yeah.
The post corner to Chris Godwin on the smash route, was perfectly placed. Yeah. That was great coverage. When you watch Tom Brady, his understanding of himself, his understanding of his team is next level, and that's why he might break the record. Also, they have one extra game, so it wasn't really Dan going out on the limb.
I mean, just 56 touchdowns is a lot of touchdowns, no matter how many games you wind up playing. If there is some concern for the 2-0 Buccaneers, it's on the other side of the ball.
Yes, it's defense. This isn't the same team we watched play the Kansas City Chiefs or the New Orleans Saints or the Green Bay Packers in the playoffs. They're not getting the same type of pressure. You have injuries in the secondary. And when you go out and you get ate up by Matt Ryan, who the Philadelphia Eagles handled pretty well in week one, that's an issue. And you don't just get to march a team back out and be the same team you were in January or in February. We thought because they had all 22 people returning, we would just run it back. Yeah. We would see the same thing, kind of like you said, verse two. Mm-hmm. This isn't verse two. This is a different album and a different song, and they better bring it or this team will not win the Super Bowl because of them.
Jay-Z's Black album is still the best album ever. The two things with the defense that concern me are, you guys know the Oprah meme where it's like, you can get it. That's how it is with a quarterback.
You can get a completion.
Like, I feel like quarterbacks are just like, completion. And then as a quarterback, it's always easy when you don't feel like any impact from the defensive line. You're watching the quarterbacks through the first 2 weeks just feel comfortable in the pocket. So if you got quarterbacks that are comfortable in the pocket and then confident trying to find completions, their defensive secondary got to get better.
But that's crazy because we watched Patrick Mahomes run for 500 yards before he threw the ball in the Super Bowl.
Brady's next two games, by the way, on the road at the Rams against that really good defense. And then he goes to Foxborough for a game you might hear a little about in the build-up to it. So much more football as we go. But let me quickly run the bases for the baseball fans out there so you know what we had yesterday. It starts with Shohei Ohtani. He struck out 10 in 8 innings in an Angels loss to the A's. So Ohtani, 9-2, a 3.28 ERA, 146 strikeouts on the season. The A's, meanwhile, won their fifth straight. They stay in the American League wildcard race, which the Yankees are in serious danger of falling out of. They need to keep winning, but their ace, Gerrit Cole, allowed 7 runs in a loss to the Indians. New York outscored 22-4 in the final two games of this series against Cleveland, a team which has a losing record. Meanwhile, in Boston, the Red Sox rallied late to beat the Orioles 8-6. Red Sox scored 3 in the 7th, completed the series sweep. Boston has won 5 straight. They continue to lead the wild card race. Let's show that to you. The margin is now 1 game over Toronto and 2.5 over the Yankees. The Yanks right now just a 29% chance to make the playoffs. Their last 9 games are against Boston, Toronto, and Tampa. Tomorrow, our baseball postseason impact matchup. Big game, Rays and Jays. Coverage begins 7 Eastern on ESPN, ESPN Deportes, and the ESPN app. One app, one tap. Coming up, the Chiefs have been Lamar Jackson's kryptonite. Did he change that narrative last night? You won't want to miss an unbelievable finish. We will take you there in just a moment as we continue Get Up, which today is brought to you by T-Mobile, America's largest, fastest, and most reliable 5G network. From where you tailgate, only T-Mobile keeps you connected to your team with the most 5G coverage nationwide. Switch to T-Mobile, the leader in 5G.